Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
All right, we're ready to go. Welcome, My Wife Hates Me podcast, episode something.
Episode something. What do you think it is? Like, just a guess.
487.
Oh, wow.
What?
We should do something special for our 500th.
Kill each other.
Okay. I'll go first.
Funny, hearty har. And welcome back. We've been gone for a week or two. Bonnie was sick.
I did get the COVID.
And
I thought I was immune. I was like walking around saying like the week before, like, I think I'm immune to COVID. I don't think I can actually get it.
Yeah.
And then I woke up with what felt like a hangover, even though I didn't
go ahead.
Have drinks.
Uh-huh.
And got worse throughout the day. Had to go do shows that night. So I decided to take a home test and boom.
I took one today.
There it was. Mm-hmm.
And walk us through it.
Then it got progressively worse. And I mean, I just laid, well, for like 48 hours, I just laid there moaning. I mean, it was really, really bad. It was as sick as I've ever been. And I should admit, I didn't get the boost. So that's probably one of the reasons why I got so sick.
So you're pro boost?
Now I am. Although I'm not going to get the boost now because I have a different kind of immunity.
Oh, I got the boost. Booster twice.
Yeah, you got boosted twice. I did get the vaccine. I just didn't get the boost. And
it's called booster, not the boost.
Okay.
All right. We're not like, whoa, the boost. We're not hipsters. The booster. I don't know why you never got it.
I just didn't feel like getting sick or...
I didn't get sick.
I don't know. And then I kept thinking, oh, it's over. I don't need to go get it. And... And then I thought I had some kind of natural immunity. I was like, I'm never going to get it. I mean, I've been out doing stand-up and cruising around and throwing caution to the wind and didn't get it. So I thought, I'm probably never going to get it.
I think I'm one
the minute you think that, there it is.
I think I'm one of the first to have. I think I like brought it to this country.
Right, even though you were never in another country.
True.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I think I was like...
I think it's so dumb when people are like that. Oh, I think I had it in January. It's like 7 people in this country had it in January. Like, you really think you're one of them?
Well, you don't know. You don't know if it was around before and it just
wasn't. Know what scientists tell us.
They say January. It could have been here in November and people didn't know.
It wasn't even in Wuhan in November.
You don't know. You never know everything.
Well, but the scientist, don't you think the scientists would have a better idea than you?
They might.
You think scientists is you? Do you think science is a conspiracy?
No, I'm a big scientist fan.
Then why would you think you somehow know more than them?
Excuse me. I'm saying they go, well, maybe it didn't come till January, but maybe it came in December.
They're not saying maybe. They're saying here's the first cases of it.
They don't know the first cases of it. Who had
it? Please don't blow your nose on.
I'm not. I'm going to turn.
Okay. Well, I don't want to talk about it with you because I just don't like talking about this stuff with dumb people. It's just not fun.
I'm not dumb.
Well, you're acting dumb. You sound dumb.
I'm just saying they go, well, it started in January. It could have started before that.
Well, that makes you sound stupid. That you would somehow believe that you know more than people that are like studying this stuff. Like, what resource are you using for that information? Just because you felt a little sick in January?
No, just numbers. Numbers game, you know. Odds. Numbers and odds. You know what I mean?
So also, do you think like AIDS was around in 1945?
No.
Then, well, you believe the scientists on that one?
I'm saying you can't pinpoint the exact date. Something comes along.
They try to not just pinpoint the exact date. They try to pinpoint patient zero.
It wasn't me.
What, because you were eating bats and shit?
Do you think it was from eating bats or out of a fucking lab?
That part we don't know.
Why? Why don't you don't believe scientists?
Well, I believe somebody knows.
Well, they said it came out of a lab, right? Some people.
I don't know. I thought you weren't allowed to say it came out of a lab or else you'd get canceled.
You're allowed to say what you believe.
No, I mean, people were getting like taken off of Facebook and stuff for saying shit like that.
They were?
Well, I don't
know. They were being anti-Asian, but if it came out of a lab, maybe by accident it came out of a lab.
I don't know. I don't know where it started. All I know,
I don't really think people were really eating bats.
I got over it. I was out of quarantine Wednesday.
I think I
it
had
is
it.
Now Monday.
And I you, thought I had
oh, yesterday you were like, I don't want to be around you yet.
And not because of COVID. Psych. But I took a test today. I was tired. Little cold, although I played golf in the freezing weather today.
Mm-hmm.
It's too cold. So I don't know. I mean, when you got it, pretty much I was gone.
We were at the same party that I got it from.
Yeah.
Hold on. And you didn't get it. Maybe you're actually immune.
No, I had the booster.
The booster doesn't stop you from getting it. It just stops you from getting it bad. It doesn't actually stop you from getting it, I don't think.
It probably deters it.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know either.
That's a big step for you.
But I'm pretty sure. I mean, didn't the vaccine stop you from getting it?
No, it stops you from going to the hospital when you get it. Like, some people don't even feel it.
All right, whatever. It's dumb talk. I just glad you're better.
Thank you.
Very sick. I was very helpful during the period when you were sick.
You weren't
sick.
Even here. You were in
Buffalo.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, but I got back and you were still sick. And I still, you know, brought you food to the bedroom and cleaned and did everything until you got better. Yard work and everything. And then you got better. And I'm like, I was so happy. And still kept going and doing, you know, carrying my weight. Then you came along and you started carrying your weight and even more because you were trying to make up for lost time. Like you would do, you would go way far and above. You would write stuff for work and then make dinner and just, you were like an overachiever for the first couple of days. But now you're starting to slack off again. So
well, I got really far behind on two of my deadlines, and so then I had to like finish those.
Yeah, well,
I finished them both. One of them I finished yesterday and sent it, and the other one I finished this morning and sent it. So
I saw that.
And then tomorrow and Wednesday I'm directing a commercial, so I had to get ready for that.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that dinner upstairs. It looks really weak. That turkey burger. I mean that. Impossible burger just laying in a tray and
well, you didn't want to have it when it was ready. You said I'm going to have it after.
Well,
the
I
podcast.
Had to lay down.
We're having a nighttime podcast, by the way, which we never do. This is
yeah, because we're so
we usually do them in the mornings. But we're you know tomorrow and Wednesday I have to go to New York
and Thursday.
Thursday you're going to Canada.
Ah.
So we had some scheduling issues, so.
Yeah, we didn't want to miss 3 weeks in a row, people.
I did, but Rich didn't want to.
Well, how would people handle it if we went
I
three
mean,
weeks?
They could just listen to an old one. It's exactly the same. They're like not that different.
I was just in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection. Such a great club. Corey, the owner, one of my favorite owners in the top 3 to 4, is building me a website. It's you know, so I'm updating, going to have like a new website, and I'm watching him work on it. He was amazing. I mean, it's amazing how people just cut and slide stuff around and put the stuff together. You know, I bet you Raven can do a lot of that stuff. And why are you tapping me?
Because I don't like looking at that.
I don't care what I do, what I do.
Well, don't pull at your neck. You're going to make it worse.
It's not bad.
I didn't say it was bad, but...
So, you probably haven't worked out in over a week.
Oh, my God. I haven't worked out in... Yeah.
How much weight
did you... Friday, the day that I got it, was the last day that I worked out.
How much weight did you lose having COVID?
Like, about 6 pounds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Just think, if you get COVID every month, you lose 72 pounds a year.
You gain it right back immediately. Boom. I had a couple of, you know, smoothies and I was back.
Smoothies? Oh, because they're all sugar. This is going nowhere, this podcast. What can we talk about?
I don't know. Let's talk about how you're just staring at yourself the entire podcast. It is weird because I do, like when I'm on Zoom calls, I just stare at myself the whole time. And I don't know why, but everyone's always like worried about how they look on a Zoom call. I don't think you have to worry about how you look on a Zoom call. Everyone's just looking at themselves. That's what I think. Is that true?
It's 100% true.
Well, you've never done a Zoom call, probably.
I've done a million Zoom calls. I do one. I go to 2 or 3 a week.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
All I do is Zoom calls.
For the, we're not allowed to say.
I'm a Zoom call guy.
Any new sayings from your, 12-step Zoom calls?
New sayings?
Yeah, you know, there's always a saying. How about every week you should do a saying?
All right, live and let live.
Live and let live.
Yeah, don't worry about me. You live and you let me live. Live and let live.
Thank you for explaining it, because I didn't know what it meant. I was like, does that mean to kill you? No, it means live and let live.
Yeah, not to let somebody, let them live their life. You live your life and let me live mine. Live and let live. Okay, you get it?
Right, right.
Live and let live.
Live and let live.
And, you know, that way you don't have to try to be so control-y like you are.
Control-y?
Yeah. You know what I mean. Control-y and, you know, oh, don't do... I'm surprised you haven't even attacked me for having coffee.
I told you I'm not going to... First of all, is it an attack? You complain about being tired all the time. You wake up in the morning, you go, I didn't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't sleep at night. And then at 6 o'clock, you take a nap. At 7:30, you drink coffee. And then you say, I don't know what is going on. I can't get a good night's sleep. And it's just bizarre. So the last time I said, do you think it's maybe having coffee at 7:30? And you got very upset with me. It's like an addict yelling about, you know, that you should leave me alone. And I said, okay, then I don't want to hear about your, you know, disrupted sleep patterns.
If I was like an agent or cashing something, I would not have given Bonnie a call back for that overacting just now.
What was over? What
leave me alone. I don't do that.
You do.
Leave me
alone.
You go
like this. Oh, this is you. This is you. I swear. This is you. Anytime I say something that's even just a little bit, you don't like it, you go, oh, God, leave me alone.
You're out of your mind.
Oh, leave me alone. Can you leave me alone?
Jesus like Christ. Yeah. See that voice? That's what I hear nonstop. That's how you are. That's how you are in real life. So don't try to over-exaggerate.
You're always like such a victim about everything. Can I please have my coffee at 8 p.m.?
Oh, yeah, at 8 p.m.
Without.
There she goes. She's exaggerating.
Oh, really? If you're having your coffee at 7:30, are you still drinking it at 8?
How many times do I have it at 7:30?
What time is it right now?
7:47.
Okay.
How many times? One time, because I fell asleep.
Well, you obviously had it earlier or at the end of last week, because that's when we had that fight.
No, we didn't have a fight. I just said, leave me alone.
Come on, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Oh, your voice, it's so fucking...
Thank you. I need to take a drink.
Yeah. And I had brought one of those drinks to the golf course today. They are 100% the grossest things I've ever...
This?
Yes. They're
don't
not good.
That.
I don't like them. That's my opinion. It's my opinion. I don't like them.
Do you remember that time that we got an ad taken away because you were the farm-to-table thing?
Well, because I got sick at a farm-to-table thing. I shouldn't have brought it up during a farm-to-table read. But the night before that.
What was worse, that one or when...
you talked about Hitler?
No, those ones seem fine. It was when I talked about rape during the...
Yeah.
The flowers one.
Yeah, that's why we
have... because they said her eye... The copy was like, her eyes... She may say no, but she wants these flowers. And I was like, you're going to rape people with flowers?
Ew.
I was supposed to get a big bouquet of flowers. They even like...
Yeah, we were supposed to get
they
flowers.
They somehow stopped that mid... send. They called the guy in his truck. Get back in the truck.
Yeah, we were supposed to get flowers and Valentine shit. And
yeah.
That's why we haven't had a read in so long. But we the last couple of years, we've been really reading good.
I see. We should have just went back to doing what we were doing because it didn't help. Like, look, we didn't get any more reads.
We should have kept with our Patreon. We would have been fucking making money now. We would have had so many.
But what
Patreons.
Would we have done? We can barely do a podcast. What would we have done for our Patreon? I was thinking for Patreon, we should just do like us having sex. But like just with the lights off, but just so people could hear it.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, but then we'd have to have sex every week. Will you quit?
Sorry, I got some in my throat. I can't get it out.
What,
No, because this is what you'd hear. Oh, come on. You're on. Do move over the other way. Okay, listen. Can we please? Do you mind? Get the lube. All right. Now, that's what you'd hear.
Then you'd hear.
You wouldn't hear. I don't spit like that.
I would spit. Not you. Oh, you're so stupid.
Oh, my God. I'm joking.
No, you were saying like you were spitting out jism.
No, I wasn't. And who calls it jism?
Shirley.
I don't get it.
That lady that ran for president years ago, the black
lady. Oh. That wasn't her name. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, we got to start. Look at this. I took a picture of it so we could watch this starting tonight. I mean, we have a lot to watch.
We're already on TV shows. We haven't done the podcast in 2 weeks. We have nothing to tell people.
We will. We'll figure out
something. I went to Chicago. Did I talk about that? That was fun. I'm trying to think of things that happened.
Okay, this TV show, We Own the City, Moral Collapse and Corruption. From the maker of The Wire comes We Own the City. David Simon's new limited series returns to Baltimore to explore one of the most corrupt police units in modern memory.
It sounds exactly like The Wire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because we love The Wire. So we'll give this a shot tonight.
Okay.
HBO Max, I'm watching this show that Bobby told me to watch called Banshee. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's unfortunate that you can't say it.
Banshee, I did say it. Oh, really? Now you're going to make fun of how I talk?
I'm not making fun. I said it's sad.
Banshee. It's so good. It's on Cinemax, but it's on HBO Max. I'm on the third season. It's amazing.
Was it somebody's roast joke about you that you can't pronounce your own name? Oh,
that's funny. Hardy, har, har.
Oh,
I've gone pretty
far.
So
Colin, what was it, last night?
Yeah. Oh, really? You can't remember last night?
I couldn't remember if it was last night or the night before.
Yeah, it was last night.
Okay.
We saw everybody.
Why are you, why, listen, what is, why are you so angry? What's going on?
You.
What is it? Because I said you couldn't say Banshee?
Yeah, that angers me.
Okay, well.
All right, let's go.
Let's go what? We're going to fight?
No, what were you saying about last night? About that? What was that about last night? Was that a movie?
A movie about last night. Demi Moore?
No, it wasn't Demi Moore.
Rob Lowe?
No.
Okay, let's put some money on it.
It wasn't Demi. I'll look it up right now.
You're wrong 100% of the time. That's what I feel bad for you about. Like, sometimes I want you to win, and you just never do. You always get it wrong.
No. Hold on. Last night. How do you spell N-I?
You don't know how to spell night?
Of course. Movie. Stars.
From what, like 90?
I don't know what. Oh, how come there's no network connection? Oh, I'm on airplane mode.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. That's why. I was on airplane mode. I'm gonna wait till I prove her wrong on this one, huh, folks?
I feel bad for you.
Don't feel bad for me.
Well, if you're wrong, you have to say Banshee. Or actually, if you're wrong, you can never say Banshee again.
You're fun. About last night movie, 2014.
No, that's not the one. That's not the one.
No, yes. I'm saying about last night. I said the movie.
Rich, the original. You're not, that's.
What is this?
That's not the original. That's a remake.
Okay, let's look at the original.
Starring Regina Hall, I believe.
Oh, God, how do you. Original cast. Right here. It's coming up, folks.
I said Demi Moore and Rob Lowe.
That doesn't have the.
It does too.
It doesn't have the cast, but don't
Rich,
worry.
Rich, it does have the cast, you dum dum. Why would you do that? Oh my God.
Oh, why would I do that? Oh God, I did something horrible. All right, come on, let's pick it up. Let's
About last night, 1986. Wow, Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Jim Belushi.
Yeah, Jim Belushi. You didn't say him.
Okay.
What was it? I don't.
You are wrong so often, and yet you just keep on doing it. Like, at what point are you going to be like, oh, maybe I better not? Maybe Bonnie knows.
Uh huh.
You're never going to trust it?
Am I?
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
All right, let's move on. Anyhow, so...
Oh, now we move on because you were...
What?
Gotta move on when Rich is... We gotta move on because Rich is... Come on.
What?
Moving on because Rich is... Say it.
Say what?
You know.
Misrepresented.
How is it misrepresented? Say it.
Say it.
I am.
I was mistaken.
There you go. Good enough. Good enough. Thank you. Thank you.
What about Colin?
So he said, he made a joke, Voss Roast 2, and then I started thinking about it. That's a pretty good idea. Don't you think?
Yeah. To do it again?
Yeah.
Who would we get? Same people?
Mm,
couple different.
Couple different.
Annie Letterman?
Yeah, for sure.
Who else?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to necessarily go through it right here. But
you want to do it again?
Would people be interested in the number two?
Of course they would. Are you kidding me? Number one was so good. It might be hard to follow.
We'll call it Rich Voss Roast Number Two, and then we'll have a poop emoji.
I don't do that kind of humor.
Oh no, you just do like jism jokes.
Yeah, I got a new one. That what's that stuff called? Go-gurt?
I don't know. It's your joke, bud.
Yeah, that kids drink go-gurt. That Raina go-gurt. Come flavor.
I've never ever seen Raina eat a go-gurt.
Yeah, You buy them all the time, those green things.
I've never one time bought Go-Gurt. Never.
Oh, you're trying to be funny? Like
I'm not trying to be funny. Explain to me when I ever bought a Go-Gurt.
Those things you turn the tops off and the green.
Those are applesauce.
Same thing.
They're not the same thing. Applesauce is not Go-Gurt.
You've bought in Go-Gurt.
I've never bought anything.
Go-Gurt, but I'm making a cum flavor Go-Gurt. Cum Go-Gurt. For some, you know what I mean? Hey, you know, you're in a rush. You can't just splash in your face.
How much time do we got left?
I don't know. But 15 minutes.
We're on fucking cum Go-Gurts.
Let's do Vosros too. Who can we get? We'll get.
Don't. I don't want to like go
Bobby.
Over it. I don't want to go over it right now because then.
You brought it up.
I know, but I was just like wanted the audience, if they're into it, they can, you know, tweet at us or whatever.
Of course
DM
they will.
Me.
I'll put on Twitter right now. Watch. A million people.
A million?
Okay. Twitter. Let's see. I'll go here.
Could we ever do a better job than we already did?
See, that might be tough. All right, plus is no. Where do you write on Twitter? Plus, should.
Why well, do you have?
Should
I hate you so
we
much.
We do. Voss.
Roast.
Two.
Do.
To question mark tweet.
But we could get some new people in there.
Do I have to get roasted?
Gary Gulman, he might be an interesting one.
He doesn't do that kind of stuff.
He might, because he was there and he was like, loved it and was laughing so hard and he's one of your good friends.
Yeah, but
he's scared to get roasted. That's the problem.
Yeah, he might have another, he might fall apart.
He might. He might need to go get, what do you call it? What was that thing that he got?
He didn't get anything, but he had depression.
Yeah, what do you mean he didn't get anything? He even got like the...
Shock treatment?
Yes.
No. Well, you mm-hmm. Did he talk about it?
Oh, oops. I just spilled the beans. No, of course. It was in his... Did you not watch his special? You're his best fucking friend.
I'm not his best friend. I'm good friends with him. I don't watch people's specials. I don't watch specials.
Why don't you?
Because I ad-lib so much and I don't want to pick up anything. Once in a while... Like, I'll listen to Gary if I hear him on Sirius Radio because he's so funny. Like, I'll definitely...
But what's
like,
the difference? There's
I don't know. I don't know. I just... Well, one, two, because it's...
Oh
I don't
God.
Like putting an hour into... You know, but if I'm in a car,
but it's jealousy,
comics.
Right? You can't like control
no,
that
listen.
Feeling of.
It's not jealousy at all because no? I'll listen on the radio to certain comics.
I know, but you're not watching them.
I don't watch specials like you do. That doesn't make I'm not jealous. I listen to them. I, you know.
You also don't clean your ears out like I do.
My ears aren't dirty. What are you talking about? I bought those things and I can't find them.
Jesus.
What?
I just saw you take something out of your ear.
Nothing came out of my ear.
It was there and now it's gone.
It's dry skin, if anything.
Ew. Oh, well, that's... Oh, well. Thank God. That's wonderful.
Hardy har har.
You're a very attractive man.
I'm very good looking for my...
Say banshee.
Yeah, really? Say I'm moving.
I'm moving.
Good. Bonnie thinks it's crazy. I'm going to get a mobile home, a small one or a nice one in Florida. A mobile home in Florida, two bedrooms. So,
bedrooms in a mobile home.
Oh, yeah. In case the kids
come
down.
Oh, you mean you don't mean a mobile home. Oh.
Like in a mobile home in like a trailer park.
Oh, I was thinking like the kind you drive.
No, I'm going to get like a mobile home.
Saying like that's white trash, you were like got
What's
so mad at me. Your internet connection is unstable. It's fine.
Oh, okay. You know so much about the internet. It said our internet... connection's unstable, and Bonnie goes, it's fine. Well, why would it say it's unstable? Don't say it's fine when you don't know. It's unstable.
You're unstable.
Yeah, woo!
Because you just said it, and then it went away. So I was like, it's fine. What are you going to do?
So I want to get a mobile. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because it is so absurd being married to you. It is like such a joke on my life.
I would have recovered from my anxiety years ago. Oh.
Well, then go get your fucking mobile home and go.
I'm gonna.
If I'm cause of your anxiety. Well, that's
just part of it.
No, listen, honestly, if I'm the cause of your anxiety, that's horrific.
If I'm so white trash.
Well, you are. Look at yourself right now. You're seeing yourself in the screen.
Yeah.
What do you see? Put your hands up. No. Yes, that actually looks right. Checks. No, like this.
I got some rings.
Okay, look. Now, look at yourself. What does this look like to you?
A guy that's doing pretty well. That's me.
Okay.
Yo, baby.
You don't think you look like...
I like white trash. Why? Because I like jewelry?
It's not that you like jewelry. It's that you don't have any taste in any of this.
Are you crazy?
Right?
I'm one of the best dressed comics in the business.
What about yesterday?
What about it?
When you were like asking, can I wear this?
Yeah. I had a nice red tee. I had nice pants, slacks, not jeans, slacks, with a nice red tee. And I had my red sneakers to match the tee. She goes, who wears? It's
and then
magic.
And then like one of those bowler hat things.
Yeah,
that you
big
wear.
Deal. A hat, yeah.
So your pants matched your hat, yes. And your shirt matched your shoes. You look like a toddler.
No.
I mean, a toddler would not wear that hat, but yes.
No, it's called matching clothes when you go out. Oh my goodness, it makes no sense.
Then why, if you felt so secure about it, why didn't you wear it?
Because I haven't worn those sneakers in a while, so I just wanted to see if they look good. But then I wore my other I got so many different options.
Richard, the reason you didn't wear it was because you were like, does this look good? And I was like, I can't go out with you like that. That's ridiculous. And then you were like, you got mad and stomped around a bit.
Oh, here we go.
Then you changed a couple different times.
I stomped around. Did I stomp around?
Yes.
You
stomping around with Richard Voss. Yeah, because you always come in, does this look all right? And then if I say no, you get mad.
I don't get mad.
And you stomp around like a little toddler. You looked exactly like a toddler having a fit last night.
Here's Bonnie. I swear to God, this is no lie. I could go to her, how does this...
Are you going to swear to God?
I go, do you like this shirt? She'll go, nah. Then 2 months later, I'll go, do you like this shirt? Go, oh, yeah. She doesn't even remember, like, 1 second she'll like it and the next. She's done that a million times.
No,
I swear to God.
I'll give the example of the True Religion. 20 years ago, you were like, do you like these? I go, yeah, those are cool. You went and bought 4,700 pairs of True Religion jeans. They're still up there. Okay.
No.
You would not stop. And I said, they're not cool anymore. And you were like, but you told me that they were. And I was like, I know, but that was like 4 years ago.
No, I didn't buy them for 4 years. I'm going to bring them
back.
But
this is what you do. This is how you are. You don't. Fashions change. It evolves. And yes, sometimes a shirt might be good, and I say, "Oh, that looks good," or "That's cool." Then that's no longer cool or good. Now you can wear whatever you want and be whatever style you want. But you come and you ask me for my. Sometimes I don't want to give it to you. I say, "No, I won't tell you. Just do whatever you want."
Is that what you do sometimes?
Yeah, and you go. Just tell me.
I only tell you does it match. I only ask if it matches. I know it's cool.
Oh,
I know it's cool.
Oh.
I'm just asking if the colors
match. Well, now that I know the parameters that you're looking for, I will tell you if it matches or not. But you told me the other day that you were good at matching.
She makes stuff up, folks. I swear to God. Look at she's smiling because she knows you made that up.
I made it up. No, yeah, you told me, I said to you something. You go, I'm good at matching.
I never said that. I swear to God. Who would say that? What would make me say that? There's something really wrong with you that you make stuff up in your head and you believe it. You look like a crazy person.
What am I doing? I'm just sitting here looking at you.
Yeah, Yeah, and you're head going, ooh, he said that.
You can see both of us, right? But yeah. I'm the one who looks like the crazy person.
You say things that are nuts. Dad, I never said I'm good at matching. I am. But I never said it. When did I say it? Bring it up. Why would I say something like, oh, hey.
When you were bringing in all those hats, do you remember bringing in all those hats? And then Raina told you to go, get the stain out of your hat, and then it caused a yellow stain on your hat?
Yeah. I got to go get dye.
That was when you said you're good at matching.
First of all, why did I bring it? Where was, no. No. Oh, no. What color should I dye? Dad, I took my white hat. It had stains on it. So Randy goes, I'll put bleach on it. And I did. And now it's rusty. Why does bleach make it rusty? Like a brownish? I'm going to dye it. What color? Will gray cover that? You think gray will cover it?
I no longer weigh in on these conversations.
You think gray will cover it?
No.
Gray won't?
I'm not. Don't try to get me. No. I won't.
I'm not trying to get you.
Trying to get me to now. You're good at colors. You're good at matching. You're good at fashion. It's.
I'm going to go buy some dye. I got to go to the supermarket anyhow. I got to get some.
I'm
going to get some dye.
I mean, all right.
Yeah. So I got to go. So I'll pick up dye then.
Okay.
Do you think that?
It's like you're like a dumb Rain Man.
You're a fucking idiot.
I gotta go get dye. I'm going anyway. I gotta go get dye. Yeah. I'm going. If I wrote this out in a script, people would be like, is your husband mentally disabled? I gotta go get dye. I'm going anyway. I gotta go to the store getting dye. Will gray work? I don't care. I know how to match. I'm good at colors.
You're a fucking idiot. At least I'm not an idiot.
Do you? Oh, really?
You're such really? A dummy. Really?
I'm going to get a transcript of this, and then I'm going to have other people read it and just see. I'm not going to tell them anything about it or who you are or anything, and just have them read that part. I'm going to dye my hat. I got to dye my hat because I got to go to the store. I'm going anyway. I'm going to the store.
Oh, there goes fucking Elizabeth Exaggerator.
Oh, my God. Listen to yourself.
I gotta
listen
go.
To
I said, so I'm just saying to myself, hey, you gotta
oh,
go.
Oh, you're saying it to yourself
yeah.
into a microphone during a podcast?
Yeah. I gotta go anyhow, so I'll pick
I gotta
it
go
up.
Anyway. I gotta get some dye. I'm gonna get some dye.
Yeah, really?
Dye my hat. Dye gray. Maybe red. Match my shirt. I'm good at matching.
You're such a fucking idiot. You can make it.
Oh, my God. And How did this happen?
And she just stares around and comes up with things. You said you were good at matching. And she stares with this blank face. Into.
You said you were good at matching.
See? Fucking Morticia. You're so. I can't even put into words.
You told me you didn't have a neck tattoo.
You think this is a neck tattoo?
I just said you told me you didn't have a neck tattoo.
Yeah, I don't. That's not on my neck. That's on my chest.
It's not on my neck. That's my chest. My neck is up here. I don't have a tattoo on my neck.
Yeah, you fucking asshole. You're an asshole.
I just realized everything you say sounds like you're mentally handicapped. How come you're not bagging groceries at the shop, right? I don't know.
Yeah, put a bag over your face.
I put a bag over your face. That's what I do.
Yeah, neck tattoo where? Here, look at my neck. You see anything on my neck? I'm getting my granddaughter's name on my neck right now.
You look at my neck. I can't believe you have a granddaughter.
Why?
Because you're mentally disabled.
Yeah. Hardy hard.
Who'd you rape?
Oh, that's good on a podcast. Yeah, go ahead. That's good.
Oh, that's good on a podcast.
Let's see what they say on Twitter about Vosroost.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Wow. Of course, you legend, you. Two others retweeted. Wow. And 55 others like your tweet already. Should we do Vosroost? Of course. Yes, add some new comics to the list. Yes, you need someone to go as the ghost of Patrice O'Neill and Gray Giraldo.
We did the ghost of Patrice O'Neill last time.
Mock funeral roast. Yes. Yes, to this day, it's one of the best roasts of all time. Your back and forth with Ant is straight up legendary. Yes. Only if you do a sketch segment on gardening. Oh, see, that's one of my fans. Yes.
You mean your fan.
Yeah. We need to
not
know.
Not one of. I think you're reading really well.
I'd buy it. It should be a weekly series. Make sure Lewis is there. Yes. Look at all the, everything's yes.
All right, okay.
I don't have it in me.
You can't do it?
I'll do it. What
do
we do?
Maybe we should do the Bonnie McFarlane roast.
Yeah, you couldn't handle it.
I think it'd be hard to roast me.
Why?
I mean, what are you going to say?
Cunt.
You know, if I'd get a few of those, sure. But it'd be like I'm getting roasted, but it would really all be about marrying you. Right?
Let's wrap this up. Oh, Bonnie's going
to
sing.
It's time to wrap it up. Okay, so we've done all the things we normally do. You've been wrong. And
and you stared into the sky, like into the air, like a crazy lady.
Oh.
Ooh.
You get. You just said, I don't do that kind of humor.
I didn't do any humor. I passed gas by accident.
Are you insane?
I think I
What is
bad.
Wrong with you?
I think
for
I bought
real?
Bad tuna. You look pretty. Since
You're
you
the
were
worst.
Sick. Since you were sick, you look prettier. I'm telling you, that sickness worked for you. Maybe because you look so awful when you were sick, but you look very pretty. Your face.
Rita came in and was like, are you going to moan and groan the whole time? I was like, leave me alone. I can't take it. Please give me some ice.
Bring me a bucket. I'm going to throw up.
I thought I was going to throw up every freaking 10 minutes.
Which is better dye, in the bottle or that powder? It probably doesn't make a difference.
On the bottle, for sure.
Why? Why?
It's less to mix and stuff.
You have to put it in hot boiling water.
You got to put it in hot boiling water. You're going to dye something. I'm going to dye. I got to go to the store anyway.
I'm going anyhow. And I'm going to go to the dollar store to buy a bucket to dye it in.
All right.
No, we got a big pot.
Okay.
Have you ever dyed anything?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, my soul when I married you.
This weekend I'm in Edmonton at the comic strip.
What are you calling it?
Edmonton. Then next weekend I'm at the Creek in the Cave in Austin.
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Are you going to say hi to my family?
Yeah, of course.
My sister just called me. She's probably calling about that.
About what?
What do you think we were just talking about, babe?
Is she going to come to the show or just her husband?
When I said my sister just called me, she's probably calling about that. What do you think that's that?
The other day in the car, Bonnie goes, Andrea's husband's coming. So I'm wondering, is Andrea coming?
Well, that's what she's calling about. That's what I'm saying. Like, you go, why? What about? It's like, obviously, it's about you going to Edmonton. That's one thing that's kind of annoying about you, I have to admit.
That you're not clear with what you're talking about?
No, that you, like... You'll ask questions before you take in any kind of information.
It's good that way. Then,
so like,
then when
I'll be like putting pasta into a bowl for dinner. You'll be like, "What is that?"
I never did that in my
stuff
life.
Stuff like that you do all the time.
Oh, I match clothing. She lies. She lies. That's what she does. I might make some mistakes, but I don't lie.
They see you be wrong. They see you be wrong.
They see you be wrong. Is that what they do?
Yo, man,
they see you be wrong.
you be wrong
all the time. Yo, man, that's my husband. He be wrong.
They see you being wrong a lot. So obviously, if I say something, they're gonna believe me.
I'll be in Edmonton next week. Then the Creek in the Cave the week.
Why is she calling? What about?
Well, then you've already talked to her about it. That's why I'm saying.
I didn't already talk to her about
it. Then how'd you know her husband was coming?
She texted me.
Yeah. Then I'm at Comics in Mohegan Sun. May is big.
I have some shows coming
then
up.
Then I go back to Canada to Winnipeg.
Should I look at my dates?
Yeah, why not? That's what this podcast is about, getting the people out.
I don't know where. I'll have to do it on the next one. So I don't remember. But oh. I got some locals coming up. Okay. Got some local dates coming up.
You got it, baby.
All right.
Why do you look pretty?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Is that it? 46 minutes almost. We're done.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life.
Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
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 Calling icons.
And iconoclasts.
Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it. Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life.
Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
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 Calling icons.
And iconoclasts.
Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it.
Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.
Lee Jeans.
Your style, your rhythm, let's hear it.
Be bold.
Transcend.
Stand up for your vision.
Trust your fit.
Own it.
Like your favorite denim, creators are made.
All of your life.
Your love.
The sweat and the sweat stitched together.
All leading to the moment of expression.
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 Calling icons.
And iconoclasts.
Can you feel it like a pulse?
History propels you.
What's possible?
All of it.
Your fit, your jeans, the authentic you. Lee.com.